Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you're tuning in. There are several dozen of us that are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I say that those of us who are on the West Coast, those of us who are on the East Coast, you've been at your day for a couple hours now. I want to welcome everybody, say happy Halloween, if you've got little ghosts and goblins that are going to be participating. I think we've got a little pirate that we're going to be carting around to the outlet mall, and that's about as far out as we're going to go due to the monsoon rains that are coming into the Pacific Northwest today. And what else is happening today? And that is, don't forget to fall back. We get an extra hour of sleep, with some of us as parents and grandparents are crying out, glory, hallelujah, we deserve it. Especially after, I'm going to get a few amens on that one, I know. So, I want to jump right on into things because there is a lot to cover. I have asked a few people to join us, and we got a great call lined up for today. And just as a quick review, I've written down what you do for 6 points that I'm going to quickly review. I'm not going to rehash what we covered last Saturday as far as the new products because everything is online. And we don't need to go through all those. Just if you want more intel about the new products, you know, how to touch, feel, smell, all that stuff, just let your imagination go. Again, the information, all the intel is on the website. Several of us on the line right now who ordered the new Nature Rest, Kinko Nature Rest sleep system with the Dynaflex button magnets. We've already taken possession of it, and we'll be hearing from those people in the next couple of weeks about the results, the contrast and comparison. But the shipping of the Marine Organic True Elements skincare line, those 7 new items, those don't start shipping until a month from actually yesterday on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. And there's this, again, I'm not going to go into all that. The information is online, so you can check that out. I want to, before I even quickly review these things that I jotted down here right quick, and then we get into the half a dozen people that have agreed to share kind of their highlight or their perspective of their experience in San Antonio last weekend with several hundred of us. I never did get an accurate count, but there was a lot of people. Let's just leave it at that. 13 hours ago, for me, was an experience that, as a parent, that I think really sets us up to where we are as wellness consultants, even as customers in Nikin today. And I'm in Redmond, Oregon right now, which is what they call the high desert or central Oregon. And in Sisters, Oregon, which is happens to be the town where Royal Diamond Jeff Van Blercombe resides, our volleyball team ranked, what are we ranked, 16th? I think it's 15th in the state of Oregon in our school size, and the 4A school size, we made it to the first round of playoffs. And we had the fortunate privilege to tackle Sisters, who are ranked number 2 in the state. And depending on which parents you talk to, there was quite a bit of contention saying they should have been ranked number 1, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's beside the point. Last night, 6 o'clock p.m., game time starts, and everybody, including our girls, including all the parents, the coach, nobody thought we could pull out a win. And if you're familiar with volleyball, the way it works, it's best 3 out of 5 sets, and if you win them in 3, then you're done. Well, no one in that entire gymnasium, and I don't know what the count was, but I'll tell you, for the opposing team, those parents and grandparents and friends and family and students were stunned. We left them completely speechless when the first set finished at 25-15. Corbett wins. That's us. That's our oldest daughter, McKenna. And everybody was just shocked. I looked down at the court. McKenna looks up at Stacy and I, and she's grinning from ear to ear as tears are welling up in her eyes because nobody thought this underdog, this Rudy, of all things, the Hoosiers, if you've seen any of these classic underdog movies, to come from behind, you know, scrapper people, scrapper players, nobody thought they could pull out a win, and yet we did it. Now, at the end of the evening, we fell to them. They came back and won the next 3 sets, But as parent after parent came up to us, said, we've never played a team as competitive as you guys. They never lost. This team, they never lost one set the entire season, ever. And we gave them their first loss last night in a playoff. Now, again, we didn't win the whole match, all the games in the evening, so they go on. We're done. Our season came to an end. But my point that I walked away with that, and I was kind of thinking about it this morning as I was reading and praying, is that regardless of how much things have been, how many things have been said, and what's out there, and the spirit about what's going on, we as human beings have a resilient spirit. And tenacity, as defined by Oswald Chambers, is refusing to believe that our hero will be conquered. And I know our coach gave our girls a great come-from-behind underdog speech after Thursday evening's practice, and I think all of them believed that they could pull out a win, and they did. They really did. And it was such an emotional experience, and I equate that to what's taking place right now, what's about to transpire in the next 24 to 48 hours, if we're willing, as wellness consultants, and again, even as customers who have been deeply impacted by the Nikin products, by the Nikin philosophy, what humans being more truly is and what truly can bring out of us, if we allow that to empower us to take the next step, to go forward and say, man, you know, there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of confusion, some even might even say some hesitancy about going forward. I've received the phone calls from people from other companies who have said things like, Vance, you know, we heard, it's not good. And I'm like, what are you hearing? Because I'm looking at every obstacle simply as an opportunity dressed up in overalls. That's the triple O power phrase, if you want to write that down. Every single obstacle is an opportunity dressed up in overalls. We've got to just jump in there and be willing to do this fast. Is it hard work? No. It's simple. Look at the 90-11 principle. Not 9-11, but 90-11. And I encourage you to write this down and commit it to memory. It's very, very simple. 90% of people out there, when they're given an opportunity or given something that's being presented to them, that they make the decision to invest to buy, 90% of people that are being sold something will gladly give referrals about their friends and family and other people that, if asked, 90% will say, oh yeah, you need to call my friend Jim because he complained about his bad knee. Oh, but my friend Betty over here, she said something about her back. Or, man, yeah, there, I got my friend over here, Ted. He said he's never got enough money left at the end of the month. 90% of people said they would gladly give referrals. Here's the 11%, though. The other half of that equation, only 11% of salespeople or people in general ever bother to ask for referrals. Only 11%. And I'll be first to say, you know, I'm always forgetting. So memorize that. We get it to a minute. 90-11. What's the 90-11 principle? 90% of those people out there will say yes. That means only 1 out of 10 will say no. I mean, that's a pretty big yes factor. And when I look at what we've got available with price restructuring, November 2nd, 2 days from now, all of the prices will be restructured. The only price that's going up is on the Bergisterol. So you've got today until midnight to take advantage of that if you want to stock up on a bunch of Bergy, because the price is going to go up. Everything else is going to go down, some things significantly, some things slightly. A team from the accounting department at Nikin has spent months going through an overhaul and looking at the price point. They were running beta tests yesterday when I called in to ask for a specific distributor relations rep. And I was told, actually, she's running some of the tests right now. And I went, this is exciting times to take advantage of this. The five customer rule, that goes into effect in January. Don't wait till January. If you're a serious wellness consultant building your business, don't wait till January to try and go out and find five customers. We should be adding to our base now so that when this rule goes into effect, we've got the five customers in place. We've got more than that. We've got them on auto ship. Just signed up a new customer this week and who bought a waterfall. And I immediately said, hey, John, after we place your order, I'm going to call Mekan. We're going to set you up on a quarterly auto ship. I explained to him what that was, so that every single quarter, starting 3 months from now, February 1st, that's 3 months after you receive your waterfall, he'll take possession of it on Monday, November 2nd. I said, you'll be receiving a filter to replace that. That's one of my five that we need. We've got four people right now on quarterly auto ships just for waterfall filters alone. I'm going back to all the people we introduced it to and going to set them up. So we've got these big. If you think about it, that's only 15 waterfalls. Now, not that you're going to go out and sell 15 waterfalls, but if you've introduced anybody to any of the environmental solutions, the air and the water, we should have them on a quarterly or biannually or annually, depending on what unit they have, to replace those items. I mean, absolutely. And those take care of those five custom rules. We'll get more into that as the January 1st approaches. But also starting 24 hours from now, November 1st, November 2nd, I'm not sure exactly when it goes in, but free websites for all of us. If we're consultants, get familiar with this. We'll do a tutorial in the next couple weeks on how to set that up, how fun it is, and if you are not good about driving a website and setting up your own, go find a kid, a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, anybody who's over the age of five, basically, can show you how simple it is to set up your PWP, your personal web page. That underneath my business, it's the fifth one from the bottom. And you'll be able to put your picture in there. So when you give out your ID number, when you're talking to someone, you hand a business card, or you scribble your name, your cell phone, and your ID number. Give that out like candy. Love people when they go on to mymekan.com and they're not sure how to get connected or how to place an order. They can search you, and if you give them your ID number, it's the fastest way to connect people to you. And if you don't have your picture in there yet, it's okay. They'll see your name up there. Oh, yeah, I remember talking to Pam Benson in Chicago, and that's her. Okay, yep. Okay, I want her to give credit because she's the one that introduced me to her. That's how people operate. They want us to get the credit. They want us to get the bonus points, whatever you want to call it, refer to. They want to be connected to the person that connected them to Mekan. And we'll be able to do that. But we'll cover that. There's tons of information online, how to set it up, all the step-by-step information. But again, it's the fifth one from the bottom underneath my business is your PWP. And if you've never had one of those, you'll understand how much fun it is. And how we got a customer this month that ordered, I think it was like $300 worth of products out of Canada. And it was our first customer of the month. No, I'm sorry, our second. And then I added two more. So we got four customers who placed orders over $125 retail. And so we earned, $100 in free products. So that's how fun this thing's going to go through. If you've got questions on all this stuff, Mekan sent out an email, I believe it was late Tuesday night. Take the time to read that. Almost read it with a magnifying glass and get to know. It's all spelled out. All these changes that go into effect in the next 24 hours, they're all spelled out in that email. And if for some reason you did not receive it, call somebody, email, text somebody and say, hey, I didn't receive that email. Here's my email address. Can you forward on yours? And don't delete that. And if you have deleted, go in your trash file, pull it back out. All of what we want to know is in that email, all the changes. You can find those updates also online. They archive those emails and all those announcements and changes. One last thing really quick. And then I want to get into the guests that I've actually asked to be on the line. And that is several people have qualified, and it expires tonight at midnight. I confirmed that yesterday, that if you were quality enrolled for 9 consecutive months, and what that means is you had over 500 points attached to your ID number, not as consultants in your group, but 500 points, either customers or your own auto ships or your own orders. If you did that from January to September, on October 15th, you were giving a voucher that was tagged to your account for free shipping on any one order, auto ships excluded. And if you've placed an order since October 15th to now, it automatically cycled through, and you may or may not even have noticed that you got free shipping. Several of us have not utilized those. And if you have not, you want to use it. Place an order, because it's just, it's free shipping. So a minimum, you're going to save $9. And there are some items that are in the discontinued file, like the demo pads. They're not back. I don't know if we'll have them with the new mattress toppers or not. I don't know that. But what I can tell you, if you want free shipping and you have that on your account, you'll know you've been sent an email, okay? And if you don't know, place a mock order, and if nothing comes up in the shipping category and it's just zero, then you'll know you've got it. You might as well utilize it. There are people that I know that are on the line right now, one who have asked to share, and I don't know if hers has been utilized yet, but Nancy Cosman, and I'm not going to start naming a bunch of names, but these are a couple people that I know that haven't used theirs, at least when I last checked they hadn't. Nancy in Cleveland, Rita, who's going to be with us in a couple moments here, up in New Hampshire. So, you know, it may be, there's all kinds of fun you can have in utilizing, but don't miss out on that. On the note of discontinued products, sorry, I'm segueing into one more thing. I've got in my hand, and I saved it just as an illustration, and if you were in front of me, I'd show it to you, but an empty bag of, and it's not even expired yet, so I don't know how I got these at the food recovery program, but I was enjoying these as a snack the other day, and I don't really like potato chips, but I love the company Lay's and what they've done in their advertising and their marketing over the years, and those of you who have heard me rant about this, their motto used to be good food for the fun of it, and then it changed to, food for the fun of it. They dropped the adjective good because they knew it wasn't good food. It's not food at all. It's just all chemicals. And now it's just good fun. That's their marketing campaign and all their trucks, all the newer paint scheme is just good fun. Well, up in the upper left-hand corner of their recently released four different special flavors, it says vote to save your fave. You've got to vote to save which one of these are your favorite chips. And my point in bringing this up is on those discontinued items, like the Kinko Air Wellness Unit, if we really, really like these products and Nikan's discontinuing them, well, Jeff Isom kind of went on a rant last Sunday morning during a Q&A session in San Antonio and said, hey, if you like what we have, and it's being, you know, on the chopping block, and we're not going to have any more, then buy them all up. Because Nikan cannot tell if items are not being sold. That sends a message very loud and clear that we're not liking those items. Okay? Plain and simple. But if we buy them all up, and they have to bring back more, or they think, ooh, wait a sec, maybe we can go back to the manufacturer and put in, you know, an order for another 1,000 units of that item, then that sends a message very clear that we're voting to save our fave. You know, we're voting to save the ones that we want to keep and have back part of the wellness home structure. But like right now, the Air Wellness Units, we're not buying them. We're not moving them to the degree that we need to. And this is part of a restructuring of the whole company and our product offering, in that if we're not moving items, let's focus in on the items that we really are. And definitely that's the sleep systems and re-engineering and restructuring into what we have now and all that good stuff. So enough of that. There's all kinds of stuff, and I could go on and on and on. I want to get to, oh my goodness, Chris Toma in Chicago, Illinois, Bill and Giselle from Winnipeg, Carol in Salt Lake City, Rita, who I already mentioned, up in New Hampshire, and then Dennis and Lee from the Bay Area, right outside of San Francisco, California. I asked these wonderful folks, these six people, actually seven, I'm sorry, to share their highlight or their spotlight or their snapshot from San Antonio. And I know several of you are on the line because I can hear a little bit. And if you haven't demuted your line by pushing *6, just to those people I called out, all right? Don't anybody else do that, because we could have organized chaos or complete chaos and it'll get away from us here. But who wants to go first? Just jump on in here.
Hi, Vance. It's Rita.
Good morning, Rita. By the way, did you use your free shipping yet?
I didn't realize I had it.
Well, I'm pretty sure you do. place a mock order and see if you do. Don't submit it, but you may want to make some calls today to take advantage of that, because I did check yesterday and saw that you hadn't gotten the quality enrollment status for this month, and you'll want to get that, because 3 months from now, again, you'll get another one of those vouchers for another free shipping. So just food for thought. But let's get into your week. You and I can discuss that later today. Feel free to call me or text anytime while we're driving. Rita, you've been to a lot of these, and it sounds like we've got a couple people. If you didn't mean to hit *6 on your phone, hit it again until it says your line's muted, or don't touch it if you haven't done anything. But Rita, you've been to a lot of NECAM conventions over the years. San Antonio as a field convention. Well, if you were to describe that to me, a Nephite, and I'm on the outside, so I know nothing about NECAM, and you come back and you say, hey, Vance, I just got back from this trip, and I respond, oh, yeah, you told me you were going to Texas. What was all that about? What was that like? Well, you said something about a business trip. How would you respond?
Well, it's like anything else Rick Murphy does. It was incredible. Everybody should go. It's just wonderful. And one of the things was say less to more people and, like, short bullets to grab their attention, and I thought that I took that away. That was wonderful. But everybody was, all the speakers were amazing. It was just a wonderful event, and it got down to the point. There wasn't any fluff with it. It was all really important information that we needed to know. And I did try the skincare, and my comment on that would be it feels like silk or velvet, and it has a very bright, clean scent. It's just wonderful.
Well, and I think we should note that of the several hundred of us that were there, there was about 1,000 tickets sold, but I don't know how many, you know, bodies were actually in the seats. And of all of us, Rita was the one, I think there was only one, right, that won, you won as of the drawing, those
with
of us who played.
One day, and I won the second day.
Okay, so you were one of the two recipients of everybody there that won the new skincare line, and to be able to describe it as feels like silk or velvet, I've heard several other comments, and I'm hoping Carol Crowfoot will share her thoughts on that as well here in a bit. But this stuff is really high-tech.
Oh, extremely. Hyaluronic acid starts, which is one of the ingredients in there, and anywhere, any other skincare product would start at 100, and I believe Borghese's is 500.
Oh, wow.
To have that one ingredient in the skincare. It's high-tech, as you said. It's amazing. I've yet to try that piece.
And I know you had told me that you were going to save it for a little while or maybe use up the rest of your other treatments that you had, but I really encouraged you as fast as you could, as soon as you got home, to start opening up all of it. Isn't there seven components to the whole package? And we don't have to use all seven. And again, I'm one of those people on the outside that we won't get ours until the beginning of December, and I'm not sure why the backlog on that. If it's caught up in customs or what, but it's irrelevant. But we'll have a few people I know. Well, there were several hundred of us I got to use just the lotion, which I only put it on half my face, which it literally electrified the right side of my face. I was telling Stacey about it last night as we were driving. But it's truly wonderful. But I love your comment about, what you took away from this experience. It was Reed Nelson's talk, his presentation of saying less to more people. And that was something that he did years ago, I want to say a couple decades ago. And it's on an actual presentation that Focus on Growth has, and they're going to go back and re-edit it. And you want to hear that, because there was some dated intel and some names mentioned that are no longer pertinent. But it truly is a fact that if we will say less, instead of vomiting NECAM all over everybody, but just drop the, and well, I'm guilty of this, that somebody asked, what do you do? What do you tell me more about this? And we just all of a sudden go ballistic on them. Well, we need to grab their attention and as quickly as we can change the conversation and get it back to something else that's, so they don't feel like we're attacking them or kind of give them the whole dump truck of wellness solutions that Nikan has to provide all up at once. Saying that, let them be inquisitive, because I can't take 23 years of experience in my own life and dump it all on somebody in one full swoop in just a couple minutes. That's not fair to them. They can't process that much intel all at once. So it's huge. Rita, one last question that I want to jump on to some other guests here. Looking back, you said to experience what Rick Murphy, what Rick and Paige put together in this event was just, you know, so much, and there was no fluff. What do you mean by no fluff? What do you mean by that?
Straight, right to the point. No hype, no BS, nothing. It was just really important information that we need to know.
Okay.
Going forward.
And I'm out in ranch country right now in Oregon, as I mentioned, the high desert up here in Redmond. And, you know, I can tell you some of the people that I met last night, some of these other parents and grandparents, you know, wearing the boots and the rain slickers and the Stetsons on their head, they understand the term no BS. They understand that really, really well. You know, and I appreciate that about what I experienced. It was cold, hard facts. This is where Nikan was. This is what's going on now. This is where we're going. This is where the train's headed. If you want to be a part of it, jump on board. If you don't, you can continue whining and complaining. And as Dennis Williams said, you know, the Phoenix Suns' old mantra above the tunnel when they went out into the arena floor. And I've quoted this so many times. It's not my most favorite quote, but I love the reference where we're at right now with Nikan. The game is scheduled. We have to play. We might as well win. The game is scheduled. We have to play. We might as well win. And I feel like, I mean, it's just burning in my spirit right now and what we have to do. And I'm thinking back, and my voice is a little bit hoarse. It's a little deeper than it usually is. It's because as a fan, as a spectator, I can't get down on a court, on a volleyball court, and take part in that game. But my job as a fan, I can spectate, and I can cheer, and I can yell by name for these players. And, man, it was emotional, and that's what I could do. Our eldest daughter, however, she could play the game to win. And, boy, howdy, they played the game. They won the first set, okay? And that was exciting, and that's where we're at with Nikan. Let's thank you, Rita. I appreciate it so much. I want to bounce to Dennis and Lee Maurice, and I believe you guys joined the line.
One more thing, Dan.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. When you go next year in October, don't miss a minute of it. Care for
that,
every.
It's
on time, and stay till it's over.
I'll take that as a gentle reminder and rebuke, because there were several sessions that I missed because I scheduled things with other people, and I thought, no, I can slip out. Yeah, that was a mistake, because I even missed being recognized on stage as part of the Millionaires Club. Well, several of us did, because they never even gave us a heads up. But
didn't mean you. I meant everybody on the line.
I know, Rita. But I'll take it as a little exhortation to myself. You don't want to miss it. It's a powerful, powerful event. Dennis and Lee, are you guys on the line this morning?
Good morning, Vince. Yes, we are.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Dennis. Dennis and Lee Maurice hail from the Bay Area of California, where they've got Dr. Gary Linder and I think John Jackson somewhere nearby there, or maybe he's further north. But anyways, you guys are just power punch, dynamic duo, and I enjoy sitting at your table and gleaning from you guys, gleaning from your energy that you were giving off, because just absorbing and soaking up, and especially Dennis, because I don't know you as well as I know your wife, Lee. But, you know, looking back, again, this is a week ago, you're flown home, you had a time to process it. I know you guys interfaced with several people on the journey back home and just had a great time. And before you even left San Antonio, you guys became prospecting, you know, just, you know, animals. I want to ask you, Dennis, if you had to sum up that experience, how would you describe that to somebody?
One word, electrifying.
Electrifying. Okay, expound on that. Why was it electrifying for you?
You know, I don't know if you've been in an electrical storm, the first thing you want to do is look up. And, you know, I looked up at certain people that really just, I mean, just amazed me. Todd Williams to begin with. Well, I mean, William Todd to begin with, and Julie Tara. And William Todd just came up with a phrase. He says, well, what's going on in your life? And he kind of expanded on a little bit, and he says, well, if you don't like it, fix it. And it's one of those things that you got a sense of urgency to say, okay, I'm stuck on this and I'm stuck on that, but you know what, I'm going to fix it. So we had some fun. I'm used to retail, so we walked around and we talked to the people who were supposed to be electrifying, trying to get people into their restaurants. They would, their job was to try to see if you can read their menu and invite you in. So we went to one place, Real Real, and this lovely lady was just kind of worn out. And she didn't have any spark in her eye. And we said, well, how are you today? And she says, a typical youth phrase, I'm tired. Well, you know, the youth of today have to work 4 10-hour days. They can't go out and live a life. And they're just exhausted. So what? It's an open question. We gave her, said, are you interested in something that will help you fix that? So we gave her a 10-4. With the stipulation that she has to take one of our business cards and we have to get her information back. And you can see the change in her eyes. It's like the tablets came down from the mountain. And she had an excitement in her face and some joy in her heart just by somebody identifying her instead of her identifying somebody else. And that's what I mean by electrifying. You saw that on the stage. You saw that with everybody walking the floor. And it basically was kind of heaven on earth.
Well, I love the fact that you say, you know, in an electrical storm, you look up. You know, and I couldn't help but flash back to an experience I had in the fall of 1986 as a brand new Bible school student in Dallas, Texas. And yet traveling back to Texas, as my dad always shares, is kind of a stroll down memory lane because we've had, our family's had such powerful experiences there. But I remember walking across the 86-acre campus of Christ for the Nations in the south side of Dallas, and Dave Souza, he so challenged me as a young person. I just turned 18, and he said, hey, Vance, I watch you as you're walking around campus. And he said, hey, God's giving you an incredible smile. Look up. Look up. Get your chin up, man. Come on, brother. You're here to impact people's lives. You've got to look up, though. And exactly what you just said, you know, if you don't like the situation, as William Todd reminds us, change it. And we can change that in the way we impact other people, just as you did this young server and giving her a gift, because other people don't do that. I mean, that's just not the common place. One last thing, and then I want to ask Lee her thoughts, because I love the way that she is shoving you out into the front. Both when we were in person and on the calls since you and I have had this opportunity to chat. Dennis, your background is in marketing and the bakery industry and all this stuff. What do you sense for both you and Lee in your own business and where this is going to go for you guys?
Well, I've had over 31 years of marketing, and I'm used to retail. I'm used to brand identification, and so I don't push Neekin. I push Waterfall. I push nature. You know, the nature products. I just push the name brand of whatever it is. Last night was a good example. I had an 81-year-old gentleman that basically didn't want to talk, so we started talking, and we started talking about water. And I mentioned, well, you know, you really need to drink alkaline water. And he had a gleam in his face, a change in his heart, and he started telling me about his water system he's had for 11 years that worked on alkaline water. And I told him, I said, you're on the right track. I didn't mention Neekin. It's okay. He's on alkaline water. But go ahead. But we talked about the rest of the products. And he was genuinely interested because his wife was really sick. So, you know, it's kind of the identifiers of just being a more of a brand-based idea Because when you walk into Sears, you don't buy a Sears dishwasher, you buy Kenmore. So push Kenmore. So, you know, that kind of philosophy is how marketing works. So have fun with the shopping store, going to the four corners, and if somebody's interested in water, take them to the water aisle.
Right, and you shared on Tuesday our leadership mentoring call about giving the cookie, which I think, and we'll have, what I'm going to do, just here, here's an announcement right in the middle of the call, and just a 411. Saturday AM Live is coming back in its entirety the way it was before we started the mentoring process, because, well, we just don't have enough of the mentees to justify doing what we've been doing for the last few months on Saturday morning. We switched that to our Tuesday mentoring call. So Dennis, I'll tell you right up front, I'll have you and Lee share your story in one of those calls. But I love the way that you talk about if you want to woo somebody into the bakery and you give them the cookie, you give them something, you give the kids the cookie to draw them in, and pushing the brand is exactly what we need to do. Let's get relatable to what people want to hear about. If they got sore feet, let's not talk to them about water. I mean, the water will help sore feet. We all know that. It's a component. But let's talk about insoles, Nike's, you know, insteps or instripes. And we push the brand. And I love your analogy about Kenmore, because you don't buy a Sears, you know, appliance. You buy Kenmore. That's the brand, and that's what people know and they trust. We have Kenmore washer and dryer. You know, that we bought, washer and dryer, excuse me, not driver, that we purchased from Sears. And I know that, you know, and that's what we need to understand. Let's bounce real quick. Thank you so much, Dennis. Lee, I want to have your perspective, and I don't want to run out of time because we've got several other people on the line. Lee, snapshot from San Antonio.
Okay, first of all, it was just so energetic and so exciting. I want to reiterate what you guys said before, and that is don't miss it. Go next year and don't miss any part of it, because it's like a good when you're glued to a good movie, you don't want to miss a certain part. It was so fantastic and so energizing, and we left there feeling we had clear and direct signals as to what to do when we got out of there. Whereas I've been to other functions and different things, and it's nice, but it's just kind of a glom of information, and you got to go away and put it together. When we left there, it was so clear and direct as to what to do, and with the focus being on retail and the opportunity to start finding your five people every month now. It was very exciting. There was nothing about it was dull or boring. You were on fire the whole time, and it felt good. So,
Lee, do you feel like you've been given your marching orders?
Oh yes, definitely. But they're very clear. They're very clear as to what to do, instead of, you know, having a vagueness about, well, what exactly. You know, what is this? It, you know, change causes fear in a lot of people. And I myself had some fears, you know, a few weeks ago when I saw things coming and not understanding. But it was so clear at the convention that it alleviates all of that, and you know what you're going to do. And you know what you need to do. And it feels good. It just feels good. It was electrifying. No matter what, to go.
You know, and I love the fact that you say it just feels good. It feels right. And when something feels right, you know, it's the right thing to do. I mean, how many times have I lectured Addie when she wakes up at the crack of dawn? Right now, at this time of this year, this season, it's still dark, and she wants to flip on every light, flip on the TV, flip on the music as loud as possible. She wants to wake up the whole neighborhood, and we don't really have a neighborhood. We live in the country. And yet I say, Addie, let's work on being a little quieter. It's the right thing to do to let people sleep. It's, you know, it's just right. It feels right. it doesn't feel right, as you know, the Book of Proverbs says, don't wake up your brother or your sister with a clanging cymbal, because a curse will come on you. You know, but this feels right. Luis Casaga, the managing director of the Spanish-speaking countries for NECAN, he said this, that change happens, but progress is decided. Change happens, progress is decided. Change is happening all around us. Everything changes all the time. I mean, all the time. And it's happening in NECAN. And Lee, what you're talking about, having clear and direct signals, we have a set of marching orders that literally will electrify us and allow us to determine the progress that we want to have. And you guys are setting the example in this, and a couple months ago you got a check for over $1,000. And with the marching orders that we've been giving, with the mandate, with the commissioning that we have to go become, as Dennis Williams says, a customer acquisition specialist. We need to be gathering these customers, and when we do it, the payout is phenomenal. I mean, as a brand new consultant, to be able to pull in 25% commission, or as a silver and above, to be able to earn a 45% kickback. And it's quite simple. You introduce a few people to a few waterfalls, you're looking at putting over 45% back in your pocket. And some of the numbers are going to change, so I'm going to be off on how it's all going to play out. I don't know that until we see the price breakdown of everything, the commissionable volume. But bottom line, the most fun we're going to have as far as attacking the five pillars, and specifically the financial pillar, is going to be in gathering customers and wooing them in. They don't have to pay an enrollment fee. They'll be able to get amazing products at good retail prices, and we'll be able to do that. Lee, thank you. I want to jump ship right way north up to Winnipeg, Canada, to another fantastic couple that should be on the line, Bill and Giselle, who are not part of the Rogers organization but have become dear friends of ours over the line, mostly of our time spent here on Saturday morning. And I'm hoping you guys are on the line.
We're here, Vance.
Well, give it real quick. And again, I know, and I apologize for doing so much talking, but after all, it is my call. But I'm so jazzed about what's going on and this evolving into something we've never had before. You guys have been to a lot of events like this as well. Give us your perspective, your snapshot. Of course, you're coming out of Canada where it's starting to get really cold, and you go down to Texas where it was over 80 degrees. You guys were there a few days in advance. You got to go out and see the Alamo and see some of the other exciting tourist areas.
Just to let all you people south of the border know that, no, we aren't constructing igloos yet. We're in the south part of Canada, so it's pretty good. Actually, it's not that bad. However, you just about took the words out of my mouth, Vance, because we have been to numerous events, numerous conventions with NECAN, and we've only missed a few since we started in 2006. But I always look at this type of event as a time of renewal, just to evaluate where am I at, where are we at as far as our team, Giselle and myself, where do I want to head in our business life with NECAN, in our personal life, our mental emotional makeup. How do we improve on that? How do we deal with that? And some of the comments earlier, don't miss a speaker. If you're going to get something from different speakers, they all have a different message, and you're going to take something away from all those different people. And everybody's in a different place, Vance. You're in a different place. All our other speakers are in a different place. And so when you sit there and you reflect and you say, how do I want to engage myself? We have some pretty drastic new changes, and I, like somebody said a few minutes ago, a couple weeks ago, I was a little concern there. But as I got into convention and listening, there was some pretty good things that looked at the direction that we're taking, that I'm becoming, that I'm more in tune with. And it's kind of interesting in that about 3 or 4 years ago, being on a special weekly call, I was actually considering and looking seriously at engaging myself in this exact direction. For some reason, I didn't fully go in that direction as far as the customer retail side, but it's always a way for us, or a bigger way for us, to expand our team, go wide, and continue to build. Because out of going wide, well, you're going to find those business builders as well. I know one of my upline, Charlie, he's on the line too, and we've talked a little bit about this. As far as setting yourself for a big goal, like I want to go gold, I want to go platinum. Well, maybe that's just not you right now. And so you have to put things into perspective for yourself. So, again, the bigger picture of evaluation, renewal, and start to set a new focus as to where you're at now and where you can be more streamlining in your future path.
You know, just those two E words, engage and expand, that's a mandate. We need to do that. And, you know, maybe part of the reason why you weren't able to go, you know, push the customer program a while ago is we didn't really have all the pieces in place. And Ben Woodward has made it very clear that starting in January, we will have even more of an attraction to customers for AutoShip specifically, that when we introduce them to that, there will be a perk for them. Right now, there's a perk for us. I mean, a really nice perk that, you know, it's building residual volume, and for new customers, over $125 worth. We do two of those a month. We get $50 for free product. You know, that's all great, but what about the customer? What about the rewards program? As I check into a hotel last night, I'm reading about their rewards program. I said, yeah, I think I enrolled in this, but I can't remember. And the gal says, oh, just give me your email address. Let me check, and we'll put you in, and you'll get all the money and all, and yada, 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 yada. I thought, that's kind of nice, a little reward as a customer. So we're going to have more of that. Bill, I don't want to quickly shove you to the side. And if Bill and Giselle are another couple that I've already earmarked, Bill has a powerful, which I was able to leverage with one of my prospects, there in San Antonio, one of the security guards with an atrociously agonizing back and sciatic down the right leg condition, and Bill and Giselle were happened to be standing there, and I had totally forgotten about your story of being in agony 22 years after a car accident, and what happened to your back, and the relief after several months with the Nikon solution. So I will make sure that we will capture Bill and Giselle's story on an upcoming call. And again, that segue, we're going to shift back to that. But Giselle, I want to hear your input. San Antonio, what was it? What was the best part? What was the snapshot, the highlight for you?
Well, there's so many highlights for me, but I think it's being inspired by these amazing leaders, listening to them, their ideas, and what they have done to be successful, how they attract people, where they go to attract people, like Bernadette, Craigslist, who would have thought, you know? And the whole convention, it helped me to refocus on our business and motivate us to move forward. So I'm looking forward to meeting with some of our team actually today and see where they're at and move forward. Also, some of the people that went up, like our upline, it really made me proud to be part of this team. So that to me was very important, to feel part of the Nikon family even in a stronger way. So that's I'm inspired.
Well, in your upline, most of your upline, I believe, were part of the group that Brody Craning used a rope.
Yes.
We would call it in the fire department. It's my time in serving as a volunteer firefighter. We would call that a utility rope. It's not a climbing rope, but it was a utility rope. And I just sat there, and the significance of that to me was simply that this is a utility. This is a rope that we use to build. to do more than just climb with, although that's great in itself and, you know, all the illustrations. But this is a rope that we use not to tie people up, but to literally to bind us together so that we can utilize our strengths and in key in as a team. And, you know, Linda Morris and Brody Craney and Steve and Barbara, and I mean, again, I'm looking at that stage in my mind's eye, and this is part of your structure, and you really nailed that when you talk about attracting people. Well, we can be even more attractive when we utilize the team that we have in place. And again, Bill and Giselle will be back with us. You know, they have so much more to give, but I just wanted to get that quick perspective. Real quick, Chris or Carol? Chris Torma from Chicago. And did I pronounce that right? Is it Torma? It seems, and you have to hit star 6 on your phone line, and I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that to you.
Okay.
Or Carol. There we go.
Okay. Hi.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. thanks, Matt. Ditto to what everyone else said. That was spectacular, beautiful event. And but the snapshot moment for me is transformation in the five pillars. To be mentored as well as beginning to mentor other people that are interested in the five pillars, and that the company is based on the five pillars, and that's not going away. One of the touching moments for me was William Todd with the lady with the $100 bill, and that, what does that mean? It means exchange for service or product. That's all it is, exchange for service or product. That was like a light bulb moment. And also the millionaires on the stage, they were once in the sitting down, looking up, and now they've transformed their lives and now are leaders that we can become if we choose to be, and we can invite others to put that success. And because it's successful in the five pillars of health, that's true success.
Chris, you just went through about 15 minutes worth of information. And I love it. I absolutely love it and appreciate it. Chris, and I know so very little about you. You're a new member to Team Rogers. You just anteed up, and you're connected with Pam Benson, one of our golds, who's now in Minnesota. And so I'm looking forward to getting to know you better. But I really, really, and that whole concept of what you just mentioned, you know, William Todd used the analogy of what is a $100 bill worth? It's worth nothing unless we exchange it. And money that we earn, it's about being exchanged for other things. And the more we get money out there in circulation, the more it's going to come back to us. And I think that's at a crucial point now when we look at investing in our business, having the newest tools available. No, not every one of us is going to be able to jump out there and order the whole new mattress topper or the new pillow. But if we're not doing that, then leverage other people's stories and get them to exchange that intel, that what they exchange their money for, and we can tap into that. I know Rita, who is already on the line, she'll have her mattress topper in a few days, so we'll get her input. Dori Larson, another member of Team Rogers, will have her. She probably already has hers up in the Seattle area. But Chris, it was fun for me just getting to exchange a little bit with you, and it took us a while to connect at San Antonio. I kept looking at him going, where is Chris? And Pam kept telling me, I know she's here. I've been texting her, but we haven't connected. So that was a treat for me. But Chris, I'm excited for what you're going to bring, but I absolutely love that you reminded us of that fact that money is to be exchanged for services and products. And it really is imperative that when we do that, and I love the fact that that was your big takeaway, and then the simplicity that transformation in the five pillars, that's always been our mandate, that philosophy is not going away at all. So thank you. Real quick, do we have Carol Crowfoot on the line?
Carol, are you there? Carol is sick this morning, Van, so she asked to please give her her sadness of not being on the call, but she'll be glad to share.
Let me put you on the spot. We'll have Carol share, especially her reaction in a positive way with the lotion that she was able to place on her arms and what happened. I mean, that was electrifying. sitting next to her and saying, Vance, you're not going to believe what happened with the lotion when I put it on my arms. Oh, my goodness. She just lit up like a, you know, a thousand watt stadium light bulb. Steve, being on the other end, and your wife went without you. You weren't able to get a time off work. And what was that like for you? And I'm sure, you know, her arriving home as late as she did, but what has it been in the past few days to be able to process the experience through your wife's experience?
Well, you know, she came home with a more positive attitude, I guess I could say. And we, you know, and unfortunately I packed 27,000 times too much into my day, so we really haven't talked a lot. But, you know, she's excited. We sponsored a new distributor a couple nights ago, and, you know, she was actually willing to sit to the computer and type the information in. We did it on a Zoom call so that people could see exactly what we were doing. And it was a learning experience for her because she'd never done it before, and it was a learning experience for them because they were able to see what was going on and how to do it, even though they didn't do the typing. It's positive, just extremely positive. And she was so excited. It was hard to get sleep that night because we talked for a long time.
Oh, I know how that is, and I know how, well, being married for 20 years now, I know how that is when you come home from any type of experience. And, you know, at about 10:15, my eyes want to be looking at the backside of my eyelids, and that's when Stacy kind of gets her second, third, or fourth wind. And many a conversations of me having to actually sit up in bed so I don't fall asleep to be able to share that excitement. But we'll look forward to hearing more directly from Carol again on the new True Elements line, because just that one of the seven that we got to try, you know, it was just a small 15% of the product line, was electrifying, and I know that expanded. And I got to spend enough time, but not enough, with Carol, and what a treat and what a privilege that was. So, you know, in recapping, I'm not going to go through all of what I've just scribbled down in my notes. I just want to encourage everybody, don't wait. Say, oh, I'll just wait and see what happens. Don't be a spectator. Get on the court. Get on the field. If you're a wellness consultant today, or if you're a customer evaluating whether or not to really get in, if you're a wholesale, you know, consultant that you really, I just love the products and I haven't been very successful in doing the business. Get out of that mindset. Okay? The game's scheduled. We have to play. We might as well win. Let's get out there. We've been commissioned. We've been given a mandate. The five pillars, being able to live those out, it truly is about getting out there on the field, on that court, on the playing arena, and not just spectating, but saying, hey, how can I attract some customers? How can I utilize these amazing solutions at good retail prices? Again, starting 24 hours from now, the new price list will be available Monday, November 2nd. I have no idea. All I do know is that the progesterone is going up, everything else is going down. That's all I know, and that's all anybody knows. So take advantage of it, and I can't encourage you enough to get in contact with somebody in your upline. Find somebody that, if you don't have it all figured out, or if you can't read it all online, what's taking place, find somebody that you could banter with, that you can spar with, to really get all the enough intel to be able to share it with other people, because I guarantee you where this is going is so different. It's actually going to impact and change the network marketing industry, the Direct Sellers Association, as we know it, because Beacon is embarking on something that's never been done before. And there's more of that, the information will come. Encourage you, I just reading the email about Rick Murphy's call on Monday, the presentation, all the different presenters that are really going to give us some kind of the boots on the ground perspective of this. Monday night, the Pathfinders call that Rick Murphy does. Dave Johnson sent the email down. And if you're not getting these emails, go on to the Nikon thing. It's underneath the order entry, underneath my subscription, and make sure those boxes are checked, and also you get this information, so you're not playing catch-up. But again, if you reach out, the answer to the question that's never asked is always no. So if you're not reaching out and connecting with somebody else, the old, you know, Ma Bell commercial says, you know, reach out and touch someone. If you're not, then you got nobody to blame but yourself. But if you're connected, the stuff like this call, like Dave Johnson's call, the call of the leader that is commencing right now, and I can't remember who his guest is on it this morning. But if you can plug into these things, then you'll stay plugged in. You'll be able to give the best, most up-to-date, accurate information to other people. So take advantage of it. Have a great rest of the month of today. There's still a full day ahead of us to get stuff happening, to get consultants signed up and registered for $60. Versus 99, which commences, at midnight tonight. That's when that kicks in. The renewals, if you've got consultants that need to renew, that can renew all the way up to January 31st in the next 90-day window, if their renewal is set to kick in, they can renew for $27.50. That ends tonight at midnight. It bumps up to $79. So just take a quick inventory. Spend some time looking at it, as Giselle said, meeting with members of their team and finding out what's going on and where people want to go. Encourage people to really get plugged into that, and so much of it is available online. Again, read the email that Nikon sent out Tuesday night, and you'll get all the intel and everything there. So thank you so much to Rita, to Dennis and Lee, to Bill and Giselle, and to Chris, and to Carol, via Steve. For sharing what was gleaned in San Antonio. I really appreciate you guys' input. And next Saturday, I don't know what's on tap, but I will tell you that more than likely, I will not be on the call because I will be driving up to an event in Tacoma, Washington. And if you've got people in the Northwest, by the way, I'll put in a plug for that. Ben Woodward, Dr. Gary Linder, Mac and Pat, Reed Nelson, and so many others will be at this power-packed event in Tacoma, Washington, from 10 to 4. The information is online on the Nikon website in the upcoming events section, or just text or email or call me and I'll get you a copy of the flyer. But that's next Saturday, November 7th, and that's where I'll be. Just look for the email. I'll make sure it's all there about what's taking place in the call, but more than likely I will not be on it. But I don't know what we're going to have on tap or who I'm going to have pitch it for me. So have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget to set your clocks back. We gain an extra hour tonight, so at some point before you retire, turn those clocks back so you're not an hour early for church tomorrow morning, which is always embarrassing. I haven't done it yet, but I know I have lots of friends who have. And just have a great rest of the month, and be ready. Put on your super suit, okay? Because things are about to really, really get exciting for those of us who have called Nikon our home, who have called the Nikon family, the people that we want to be part of, and just exciting, exciting stuff. So thanks, everybody, again, who contributed. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Halloween. Stay safe. Don't eat too much candy. Don't steal your kids' candy or your grandkids' candy. And we will talk to you real soon. Thanks again, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Van.